Is a Chinese slowdown to blame for sluggish iPhone sales, or is the iPhone itself the problem? This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. It took the markets globally by surprise, an unexpected downgrade by Apple to its first quarter sales guidance. The BBC's technology correspondent, Rory Catlin-Jones, explains why it matters.
You can't underestimate what a bombshell this was to investors, this letter that Tim Cook, the chief executive, sent out. It's very unusual. I think it's 15 years since this has happened that there's anything said about their finances between quarters. The iPhone is the most profitable single product in history, but it's not churning out the profits that it used to. Don't forget, Apple hit the $1 trillion valuation last summer. Ever since then, it's been downhill.
In Asia, markets focused on that Apple warning yesterday. Iris Pang is Greater China economist at ING in Hong Kong. Is it just a Chinese slowdown to blame for lower smartphone sales at Apple?
It is actually not quite the complete story. If a smartphone producer blames China's slowdown, then there is not just smartphone, then there will be a lot of luxurious items having a lower demand, but we haven't seen that yet. So I believe that it is the marginal value add from the new smartphone, whether it is value for money for consumers, and the lack of the marginal creativity means that there would not be sufficient new demand for the smartphone.
In other words, the new Apple phones just aren't attractive enough to Chinese consumers.
I believe that it is generally a sector phenomenon. This is not just a company phenomenon. So if there will be more new technology and new applications from new versions of smartphone, for example, the application of 5G, then there will be new demand for these new smartphones.
Now, Apple predicted there would be limitations in the supply chain in the quarter. That did happen. So what are those constraints and how is the trade spat between the US and China impacting it?
There are a few supply constraints that I can think of. For example, semiconductors, screens, and also cameras. But I think the major one is semiconductors, because this is the key for the trade war between China and US. The semiconductors will be more expensive under tariffs. This is the first thing. The second thing is that there may be some components in the smartphone that cannot be used in the US, which is, they said that there is a supply constraint.
Now, Iris, Chinese manufacturing has slowed down. We've seen the data recently. How significant a slowdown do you think China is experiencing?
China is actually experiencing not only slowdown in the export sectors, but also domestic sector because of the supply chain effect from exports. For example, port activities, logistic activities, and even paper for carton boxes. So these are actually some ripple effects from the trade war. So we have to see what's the progress of the coming trade negotiations between China and US.
Iris Pang there. Let's do the numbers. Add Apple's revenue warning to the list of growing concerns for global markets that already includes jitters over a global economic slowdown and the ongoing government shutdown in the US. Stocks around the world are slumping while safe haven gold is inching higher, and Turkish inflation cooled for the second straight month in December. That's after the country's central bank hiked interest rates in the aftermath of last summer's currency crisis. Now, India is one of the world's biggest gold consumers, but 2018 saw demand decline, with young Indians turning their backs on the metal. The BBC's Rahul Tandon reports.
It's wedding season here in India. Traditionally, the bride would be decked out in gold, but this year, that's not the case. Let's grab a quick chat with Rekha on her big day.
We are not much bothered about gold. Like, our parents say that gold is an asset. I personally don't feel so.
These are the earrings, the gold pendants and earring. It's a gold.
Jula Rupam Khetri is busy with a customer, but that's rare this year. Her sales are down by more than 20%, and that's the case for many jewelers in India. Rupam says the country is going through a generational shift when it comes to gold.
The lifestyle has totally changed. They don't want to wear gold. They're happy with imitation jewellery.
Pushpa's busy in the kitchen preparing a meal for her family. What we're seeing with gold is not just about it going out of fashion, it's also about a lifestyle change here in India. Unlike their parents, many youngsters don't want to save anymore. They want to spend the money that they're earning.
Gold kharidte the aur kahin se tour ur se paisa aaya.
When I was young, we used to save and spend all our money on gold. It gave us something to fall back on. Now I have stopped. My daughters will not wear it, so it sits in the locker.
I've come to a busy mall. It's full of youngsters and there's lots of international brands here. With me is the columnist, Renu Agarwal. She says this shift towards a more consumerist society was inevitable.
You have mutual funds, you have the stock market, you have various other ways of using your money. And also I think the young Indians are more consumerist. They are not thinking so much about saving long term. They're spending what they're earning. They want a good life now.
2019 is going to be a big year for India with general elections taking place. The country's jewelers also hope it's going to be a bigger year for gold.
Rahul Tandon reporting there. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report coming to you live from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.